Grant Tarkey Bluegrass Fest starts today. And we have one of the performers with us right now, a guy named Mike Marshall, who's been around the acoustic world for decades, plays tons of different instruments. What all instruments can you play with strings?
Well, I play primarily mandolin, but, you know, like most bluegrass players, I've spent time on the others. I've played a lot of guitar and fiddle, a little bit of banjo, a little bit of bass once in a while if you get a beer in me.
For people who might not know this, if you've ever heard the show Car Talk, you are the guy who is playing the mandolin.
That's right. In my late teens, I joined David Grisman's band back in about 1979, and we cut that track for his Dog Grass album back in those days, and Car Talk used it. That's Earl Scruggs on the banjo, Tony Rice on guitar, and Daryl Anger on the fiddle.
Yeah, we got to talk to David Grisman last year. He was one of the performers at this particular festival.
Oh, he's a dear buddy. I'll always be grateful to the dog for giving me my first break. You know, joining his band kind of launched me into this whole scene. In those days, you know, folks like Bela Fleck and Jerry Douglas and Sam Bush, they were all youngsters, and we all hung out together a lot, and David was kind of a focal point for a lot of it in those days, and pointed the direction for a lot of us in a lot of what we've done since.
The original Dog. People were calling him Dog before it was cool to call people Dog.
Oh, yeah. I think Jerry Garcia gave him that nickname, didn't he?
That's the story he told us. I guess Jerry Garcia liked to give everybody he talked to nicknames.
That's right. When I moved there, I came from Florida, and they called me Gator. So I've got all these Gator tunes.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was looking through your biography, some albums with Gator in it and stuff like that.
Right.
So you're going at noon on Saturday, and anything interesting about your lineup you could tell us?
Well, what's cool about this is a trio I have, and it's two of the hottest string instrumentalists. What's cool about this style of music is that the older generation tends to mentor the young guys coming up in a really healthy, wonderful way, and it's odd for me to be at this age now and seeing this next generation coming on who are just killing it, you know. I did a record with Chris Thiele a few years ago, and we've toured around and been Mando buddies forever. But I'm playing with a bass player who's actually in Chris's band now, Paul Cowart, who's just a phenom. He's studied from Edgar Meyer. He's Edgar's greatest student. Plays just like him in every way. And then a young violinist named Alex Hardgraves, who's absolutely a stunning improvising violinist, maybe one of the greatest improvising violinists in America today. And he's all of 18, I think, now. And Paul might be 22. So I wrote a whole bunch of music for those fellas, and we put out a CD last year. We're called The Big Trio. And then, so it's all instrumental music, you know, our own take on what's going on with American acoustic music today. But we have a surprise that's going to happen just before we play at 11:30. You folks should get up early if you can, depending on how treacherous things go Friday night. I have somebody with me here at this camp. She's a phenomenal mandolinist, classical mandolinist from Germany. And her and I are going to do a half-hour set right before the big trio plays. And we also recorded a CD last year of some classical music, some Brazilian, some of my own tunes. And she has to be seen to be believed. She plays the Bolbak, the original Italian-style mandolin. Her name's Katerina Lichtenberg, so don't miss that.
All right, so you might get to see Mike just a little bit before noon, and then him and the trio take the stage at noon. Mike, the reason why we're bothering you today, we do thank you for your time. We're trying to find out who has the festival pass, which includes free camping all weekend and tickets to every show from Friday to Sunday.
You mean you guys are giving this away on the air?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Are you the guy with the free pass?
Man, I wish it was me.
Oh.
But you're going to have to keep listening to find that mystery guest, huh?
Well, yeah, well, I guess we'll have to see if the next musician has it. One of the musicians that we're going to be talking to this morning has these passes, and we are going to set somebody up for the entire weekend.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is not Mike Marshall. Would you be interested in writing a check for somebody?
And yeah, sure. Count me in.
And just taking a bullet and paying for somebody's free pass.
Yeah, oh, sure, no problem, man. Just have them to keep calling the radio station, and it'll just happen, won't it?
Okay, no, we don't want to put you on the spot there. Just kidding.
Thanks.
But we do thank you for your time.
But folks will have a great time. As you know, it's one of the most beautiful settings in the world, and this music fits very well in this environment, let me tell you. We've been here all week at the camp they do with all these students, and been hiking up in the hills and listening to the picking coming off the mountains. There's nothing better for you, let me tell you.
Yeah, the camp actually will have a performance, too.
Oh, yeah, they're going to play Friday night, some of our students, that's right. We're gonna do She's My Little Georgia Rose, the old Bill Monroe classic with about 35 musicians. That'll be hot.
All right, well, we will let you get back to sleep. We didn't mean to wake you up early this morning.
No way. We just got done jamming some in the bar, so we're still at it. Come on up and join us, y'all.